What it do, John Boy?
G-Lou. Westside Wicked. We out here grinding. We don't like to work. We got work, but we ain't gonna let work work us. So we push work on the block. Like this. When our stomach gets to grumbling and the rent's past due, we grinding. When it's raining outside and the lights go wild, we grinding. Gotta chase our dreams. Gotta chase our dreams. We about to catch our
dreams. The world fights hard, so I face it, no backing up. No time for sleep, so I got a dream standing up. Out here on this block, rain, sleet, hail, snow. And I got what you need, hair on, green or blow. Face to face, got my money looking gay. True religion on my feet, got my path looking straight. No question in my mind, dopeness what I create. And when I'm cooking on that stove, all my crack is gourmet. Hey, it may weather, but I'm Floyd with the money. Smart with my phone, Android for you dummy. Only in the trap when I'm picking up my money. Only see my strap if you steal something from me. Only see me fly cause I never be bummy. And the condom's the only thing between me and your honey. Rest in peace, Silky Slim. Your death got me hungry. Watch your little homie eat. I know you watching from above me.
When our stomach gets to grumbling and the rent's past due, we grinding. When it's raining outside and the lights go wild, we grinding. Gotta chase our dreams. Gotta chase our dreams. Chase. We about to catch.
I got a me against the world, Tupac mentality. Death around the corner, cuz, and everybody mad at me. Money running low, I need a check from reality. Recession in the streets, make it hard to make a salary. But I'm a dream chaser, so I gotta chase my dreams. No excuses for my struggles, so I gotta make the green. 24 hours in a day ain't enough for me. So I hustle overtime to make the paper come to me. Always been a leader, so money follows reluctantly. But lately it's been trickery, misery loves company. So now I gotta hustle harder, pray even harder. Stress been eating me since recently, I just lost my father. Never pay attention to dummies, just work smarter. So if I die chasing the money, I'll be a martyr. Rest in peace to all of the homies that lost a life of doing time. G doing wicked salute and stay grinding.
When our stomach gets to grumbling and the rent's past due, we grinding. When it's raining outside and the lights go wild, we grinding. Gotta chase our dreams. Gotta chase our dreams. We about to catch our dreams.
What to do, Lo?
Things I don't understand.
Hello? Hello, caller. Well, the hell with it. This is something new for the underground.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of OG Music Zone, G. Lou.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's your boy G. Lou. Back doing what I do. Back again for the next installment. This is the G. Lou Show. I want y'all to sit back because we're going to have a real good time. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is OG Music, bro. Now I'm your maestro for the evening. G. Lou. Yeah. We're going to have a real nice show tonight. I got a lot of special guests stopping through. Some surprises, you know what I mean? So I want y'all to just sit back and ride with me. G. Lou Lee. Yeah.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Yo, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, welcome to the world famous G. Lou Show. This is the Westside Wednesdays radio show, October 25th, 2023. The end of October already. October almost out of here. We almost to the end of the year, y'all. It's like 2 more months left. Crazy how time flies, man. Wow. Well, what up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the G. Lou Show. Westside Wednesdays Radio on Blog Talk Radio. The phone lines is open tonight. Same number as it always is, 914-803-4001. Shout out to Queen Jean. Queen probably will be out tonight. She's not feeling too great. Everyone keep Queen in your prayers. You dig? But I got a special guest, my homeboy. He like family, though. You know, and I love when he comes through on Wednesdays. We get to chop it up because I don't get to do this often anymore. Chop it up and talk some, you know, chop some game up, talk some real spill. You know what I mean? And play some good music. So I got the big homie. The homie, he my little big homie. Amari Torre gonna be pulling up tonight, aka Straight Shooter. Shoot It Straight is here. Got a lot to talk about. He got a new book out. You know, got music coming, and we're gonna chop up some game. So shout out to the homie. He's gonna come in 1 second. Before we do that, let me give a shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group. Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerate out of the Bay Area. Follow them on all digital platforms. BTP Music Group. Music Group makes a lot of shit happen. If you want your shit promoted, you know, a lot of things they do over there. BTP Media Group. Also, 93.Point Tweed FM-ism. Every Thursday night, Blog Talk Radio. Tweed Cadillac, you know, the legendary Tweed, Penthouse Players Click. He got a radio show Thursday nights representing oldies, and he does it the best. I co-host with the homie too, so tap in 7 p.m. Pacific, 93.Point Tweed FM is Blog Talk Radio. Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books on Amazon. She's doing her thing. She's also a publisher, also a producer of the G. Lou Show YouTube channel, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge, Saturday nights, YouTube, and Dee Dee Harrison 100 channel. She has a cooking show with her son too, so check her out. Also, Street Level Clothing. You want them OG golf hats? The ones we, you know, we wear like an OG. Tap in with the homie, StreetLevelClothing.com, or you can get at my homeboy Poppin' Pierre from Long Beach. He'll pull up on you, or you can pull up on him. You know, so check that out. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, the G. Lou Show YouTube channel. Make sure you go over there, subscribe, man. We got great content up there. Interviews on Friday, Hookah Lounge Saturday, Oldies Rule Forever Sundays. You know, we're doing it big. So tap in, G. Lou Show YouTube channel. Also, Normani Candles. getting the season. The season's changing. It's getting a little chilly out there. You need the fresh candles in your pad that'll have you smelling nice. Meets all guidelines. They're safe and they smell good and they're homemade, you know. Two young black queens doing their thing. So support that. NormaniCandles.com. Follow them on IG as well. Okay, with that being said, man, welcome again to the G Lou Show, West Side Wednesdays Radio. Like I said, I got my homeboy here with me tonight, the homie Amari Torre, a.k.a. known as Straight Shooter. He's here. What up, Straight?
Man, peace and gratitude to the magnitude. Hoping all is well with everybody, wherever you are. Man, shout out to my brother, man. Giving a big salute to my brother, the general. The general, G. Lou. What's up, soldier?
Yeah. It's all good, loved one, man. Glad to be here tonight. Man. Glad you could join me tonight, man. I was like, man, let me holler at my guy, man, because it's always, you know, it's always a treat when players meet, man, and chop up a good game, man. You know what I mean? So I know it's going to be a beautiful thing, man. First and foremost, what's going on with you, brother? I know you got a lot on your plate right now. Yeah. Tell them what's going on with Amari Torre.
Man, what's going on in life, man? I can just tell everybody, man, I'm probably the happiest man on earth right now, man. I just got great energy around me, and I was surrounding myself with great energy, man. Before I came back out to the West, man, I was just in a dark space. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of darkness around. I had to cut off a lot of people, a lot of energy, man. But I'm in some great space. I put them prayers up, and, man, the Creator has been putting me in some good places and good spaces with some good people, and, man, I'm damn so appreciative of it. So that's what's going on with me.
Right.
A lot of work in progress and in motion. And now we can dive in. How you want to dive in, bro?
Right. Let me quickly piggyback off what you said. I'm the transition you moving to you know, to the West Coast. Well, back to the West Coast and the part of the West Coast. I know we talked about it before a little bit, but I mean, how, since you said moving and leaving things behind and starting fresh, how actually was that transition for you? I know that sounds good and all that, but how easy is that? I mean, how was that for you? And now that you're there, you know, getting settled in, and then, like you said, leaving things behind, you know, and your family and things going on back where you left. How has that whole transition been for you?
The transition was actually easy compared to, I know many people say, I guess the transition is difficult, but I'm taught, man, that when a person is totally dissatisfied, or 70% of themselves are dissatisfied with a situation, that brings about a revolution or a change. And I prayed for it, and honestly, man, I walked into it, like, with no fear. And things happened really fast and really quick. I was just getting answers after answers and situations evolving rather quickly, and I didn't even hesitate on them. You know, many times I think we'll second guess or worry about something, but nah, that ain't the space I'm in, man. I'm moving forward. I just realized it's my one life to live, our one life to live. We got to make things happen. You can't be scared doing it. So it was really easy, bro.
Damn, you know what I want to tell you just on what you just said? I applaud you first, but you just, like, gave me chills right there at the end because, you know, me even personally, I say that. I know you speak to a lot of people, but, you know, that affects me personally because I'm one that does that. You know what I mean? And you know, like, now I'm going to say scared, but just like you say, making those moves and changes and how it's going to work and if it ain't and what it is and ain't going to do. And like you said, sometimes you got to just – you got to step out on that faith, man, and know, you know, what you're doing, it's going to be okay. Because like I said, I be dealing with that, man, because, you know, I've been trying to do some things, too, and I've just been, I don't even want to say procrastinating, but just, and I don't want to say scared either, but I don't know what it is, man. It's like, you know, I don't want to fail that shit, cuz. So it's like, you know, not even fail, but just be secure in what I'm doing, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. Yeah, you know, I read something in Proverbs the other day. It said something about complacency. And complacency, that's one of the things I think you spoke about, complacency destroying people, man. And it's like, I think we get stuck in a place where we complacent and comfortable, and we're not living up to our best, what they call the optimal, our optimal self, our best self, because we got so much more.
Right.
And that's exactly where I was when I was in Atlanta. I said, it's more to me than this shit. I said, I'm bigger than this.
Right.
I was in a situation where I was just comfortable, really. But when I looked at it, I wasn't even really comfortable. I was just barely scratching and surviving. You know,
just living, yeah.
But I put myself where I demanded more of myself. I'm a hard critique of myself, sometimes too hard. I think when we evaluate ourselves, go look in that goddamn mirror, you see yourself, and you know we just better than what the hell our situation presents at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, and I moved out.
Man, that's powerful, man. You know, that's powerful. And that, like I said, that's inspiration even to me, because, you know, I'd be like I said, I don't even know what to call it, but just not, you know, like I said, taking that next, you know what I'm saying, and just making it happen. Mm-hmm. Let me say that.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Yes, making that shit happen, because, like, I got to, you know, so that's inspiring, brother. And like I said, I applaud you for what you did do, man, because you did that, homie. You did it. You know what I mean? So I applaud you, man. Congratulations on that.
Definitely. I would say, too, just be careful, though. I mean, everything with being mindfulness, man. It wasn't impulsive as a decision. It was a well thought out, yet.
Right. Yeah, I know you had shit in place. Yeah.
You can't jump stupid out of evil, though, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you, dude. Like, all that is taken in what's the word I'm looking for? You know, taking into consideration, like, all that I know. You know what I mean? So that's even what I'm saying. It's like, I ain't going to, you know what I mean? Everything got to be all T's, got to be crossed and I's dotted. You feel me? That's what I'm on. So it's bigger than just ain't no, like, procrastination or afraid, but it's just, like, making sure everything on point. You know what I mean? So that's all it is. You know what I mean? So I could dig that too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But you know what? Even with that, bro, and I do things like that. But all them ducks not gonna be in a row when they're trying to make that move.
Right.
Every eye ain't gonna be dotted and you ain't gonna be crossed, because that's where the faith comes in. Where you gotta lean on something greater than you to make that move. You know what I'm saying?
That's where that faith come in.
Yeah, man. So.
Yes, sir. Oh, let me do this right here. I see the queen and pulled up. You know what I mean? Bring in the queen. Queen, I know she ain't feeling too great, but she pulled up. So, what's up, Queen Jean? Are you there?
I am here. I pulled up because I want to say hey to the kings, and I'm not going to stay on here long, though, but... where's the echo coming from? Is that from me, G-Lou?
I don't know. I heard it. It's... Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from, though. I don't know. What's that?
Is it still there? Still there? Hello? No, it's gone.
Okay, now it's good. It's good.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say also, when you're relocating, it can be kind of a scary thing, because when my first relocation was with me and my children, and we relocated to a whole other country. We went to Germany, and that was in 87.
That's
we were
big.
There for like 2.5 and we, you know, that was foreign to us, and I was really homesick. I was crying like a baby, calling my mama, you know, like letting her know I don't know if I can do this. But my ex-husband was in the military, so that's where we had to go. But once I got over it, everything just became cool, and you know, we adjusted, and my children were very young, but we adjusted. So it is a big thing when you are relocating, going to I don't care if you're going from state to state, it's still foreign to you.
Right, still
uncomfortable. Still foreign, and you do have to adjust. Yeah, you have to adjust. You got to sit back, you got to observe. You could do your research and see, okay, just look at the stats and see where the crime rate is in this area and that area, but it don't matter, because it is what it is.
Yeah.
No, it don't matter. It is what it is, and you just have to I ain't going to say fit in where you can get in, because I don't believe in fitting in where I can get in. It's just I don't believe in none of that, because
the
only place I want to fit in where I can get in is with the Most High.
That's right. Hey, Queen,
you know,
let me ask you this.
Yes.
Because I never asked you this. I heard you speak on Germany, you know, many times and stuff, and in your experience. But I don't think I ever asked you about your kids. I know you said they were very young, but overall, like even now when they talk about it, how was the kids' experience? Did they, even though they were young, did they, you know, like it, appreciate it, or how did they feel about that?
Well, they appreciated it, but, you know, like you said, they were young. My youngest daughter, the one that I'm living with, She did pick up the language. She did learn how to speak the German language. But my oldest daughter and then my son, they weren't into it like that. But they do speak on the memories of it. It was a great time for them, you know.
They do have the memories.
They were young.
They do have the memories of it. That's a good memory to have.
Right, because they think they talk about the food, the kids that they met, that they went to school with. Because even though we were in Germany, there were a lot of Americans there, of course, because it was military. But we did have a family that were Germans. And just learning the things that I learned about Germany and the foods, the teas, the cookies, and just everything in the style. It's just like, I love the German style. The way the women dress there. That was something that, you know, because I love different ways of dressing. So I picked up on that style, and I brought a lot of clothes back to the States when I came back to the States, because we came back in 89. We came back 2 weeks before the Berlin Wall was knocked down. That's when we came back. So we left just in time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Right.
But it was an amazing experience, and the flight was 14 hours.
Damn.
So, yeah, we was on that long flight. So that was something
that's a long flight.
We were scared of. That was, and that was their first
time flying.
That
should be long. It'd be long for me now going just to California. I'd be like little 4 hours or whatever. Yeah, I'd be like, that should be long. I couldn't imagine 14 hours, man. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
Yeah, and then knowing that you're going to another, you know, to Germany, and you're on the flight with all these people, not even knowing, you know, what could happen on the flight. I mean, look at what's happening now.
Right.
I'm thankful to the Most High that we did land safely. But it was really a good experience for us to be, to experience that. We did experience a good experience, so I even got good fond memories. Being in Germany,
right? I'm sure you do, because you were grown and really got to experience everything. So I know you have great memories. Let me ask you this though: Let me flip it though. How was it leaving Germany? Now we coming back to the States. We coming back to LA, and you know, like you said, 89 and shit was crazy. You know, whatever was going on, but just to come back to that from Germany, well, I'm sure it was totally different. And you come back to the concrete jungle. How was that for y'all? That
let me tell you. Coming back, of course, when we first got back here, because it was in December, and we had to go stay with my mom on 104th and San Pedro, and that was in a two-bedroom apartment, and two of my baby sisters was living there, and one of them had a baby, so here come me and my three kids. So, of course, I'm sitting up in there, and I'm wondering, what am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? Because it was kind of impulsive for me just to leave. Was still married, but in the process of divorcing, but my ex-husband is still helping me out financially. But I knew I was going to get myself together. You know, I don't depend on nobody for too much of nothing. So I knew I had okay, you got to get a job. What are you going to do? So I was working up at USC before I left, and I left in good standing. You know, I was a good employee there. So I went to a Christmas party that they were having. And Chief had asked me, it was the same chief that was there before I left, and he said, are you looking for employment? And I was like, I am looking for employment. You know, I really need to get me a job. So they told me to come back up to the department the following week. And long story short, I got rehired. And I was there for 14 years more before I retired. So
that
was a great thing. You know, that was a great thing. You leave.
Blessing.
I left in the good standards. I left with, you know, in good standards with that department, going back to the same department I left in 87 and get rehired back in 90. So that's how
that's a blessing.
And then I end up, and I said I didn't want my kids to go to school in L.A. or Compton. You know, I was like, I don't want them going to school in L.A., especially down the street from where my mom lived, because that was locked down the street. I didn't want my kids in Compton.
Right.
I don't want them going to school because, you know, I know what the pedigree is like over there. So I went looking for an apartment in Long Beach, and that's when I moved in 20s and didn't even know I was living in 20s, okay, because I didn't know anything about Long Beach. But it was a good experience moving over there, you know. So
Long
everything
Beach
and I was right there in the center of it. so, but right. You know, you make the best of any situation that you get in. You know, when you're strong and strong-willed, you're going to do what you got to do for your baby,
right.
you know. And right. I did what I had to do with the Most High's help, led me on a good journey. And then it just, you know, things were happening from there. So, but it was great,
right,
you know,
right.
coming back. You know, so all praise due to the Most High. Hey, Straight Shooter, B.I. Lee.
What's up? What's up?
My
what's
book
up?
Is coming in the mail on the 31st. Oh, I cannot wait to get it.
I can't wait to receive it.
That's the kids. That's the kids' book, the children's book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to see your. I'm so excited, man. I can't even believe this came out of me, but by the grace of God, it did. And I didn't transition the rhymes into the books, man. So. Like I said, y'all call me the Hood Dr. Pooh. The way I got this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I check that track in order every day. And I was like, wait a minute. I got to wait this long to get the book? Okay, I got to wait this long to get the book.
Man, I
So I checked it again this morning, and it said arriving on the 31st for sure. So I'll be getting it.
I checked the stats today, and man, I've got some customers in the United Kingdom and Germany. Matter of fact, you're speaking on Germany. One person bought it in Germany. I'm like, what is this? So I'm excited. And I ain't even, I'm about to try to up my marketing game up because I don't, that's been my thing with everything I do. I got to up this marketing thing. So the algorithms and all that, I just don't understand it fully yet. So.
Yeah, after I read it, I mean, when I read it, I'm going to read it with my grandson here. And then I'm going to mail it to my granddaughter in Long Beach because she loves to read. So
come
then I'm
on,
just going to forward it to her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of giving her her own, I'm going to sign it and give it to her let her read it.
Please take a picture with it when you get it. And just know it's a heavy subject in there, but it's definitely edible for our, mentally edible for children to receive. But it's something they need to know. Something that goes on definitely in our communities far too much, and we just got to address it. And I think I've been able to put it in a way that is not too explicit or not explicit at all, but just it hits at the point. So,
yeah, she'll be 13 in February, so and she's pretty intelligent, and her daddy shoots from the hip too. He is a straight shooter too. So
come on.
Yeah. So, you know, it ain't going to be nothing that's too much for her to read and get the understanding because, my son ain't, So it's going to be all good.
Good.
So I'm excited about getting it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
No worries. Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
All right. Well, I done talked
It's a beautiful thing.
My son called me because he got a new song out and, I gave him my review, and then he called me on the phone, and I said, I can't talk. My mouth is hurting.
Bad
and he was like, all right then, Mama. All right then, Mama. And then 10 minutes later, he hit me on video, and I looked at him, and I said, what? I told you my mouth is hurting. He looked at me. If he could have cussed me out, I would have got cussed out. But I told him, I said, my mouth is hurting. I said, you of all people know what that feels like. So, you know, and that air getting in them pockets, it's a terrible thing. But all praise due to the Most High. I'm going to get it taken care of. Yeah. So I just wanted to, you know, shout. I'm going to be on the line, though. So I don't know how long, but I'm going to be here. I love to hear you two brothers kicking it up and you know, talking. I love to hear teams when they're, you know, chopping it up with each other. Truly, I do.
Chopping game.
Yes, it's a learning. You know, you learn. You never walk away with an empty mind. As a woman, you want to be around some kings that's chopping it up. You want to learn something. And I'm a grown woman, but I still want to learn.
Right. So. Right, that's right. I'm the same way. I love to learn shit about, you know, I can listen to someone.
Likewise.
I'm the same way, you know, for sure.
Hey, Straight. Speaking on this book, let me ask you right quick: what even made you want to dab it, or you know, dig into that, you know, make a children's book, and how did you, you know, like the whole process of this and making it happen and pulling it off, you know, the way you did, you know?
Yeah, I wear a microphone around my neck every day, and it's not because of music. It just always felt that God gave me a perspective I've always been attached to people, period. And so it's like I represent the vulnerable, the voiceless. And the children are such a vulnerable population, including our elders and our women, but the children are such vulnerable, and things happen to them that they have no control over. And I feel we have to create an environment, foster that environment of success and safety and protection, and give them the environment they need to prosper and succeed in this life comfortably, as comfortably as they can. That inspired me. And just working with, coming of age myself, observing my childhood and observing others' childhood, and then working with children primarily throughout my life. I've worked with children for a while, from foster care system to the juvenile system, and always the story is almost the same. It's like they were all vulnerable to whatever element, from poverty to molestation to all those elements, right? And it creates this anger. It festers around, and then it just explodes. So by the time you see the 5 o'clock news, you're seeing a young brother or sister who didn't explode it. Their impulsivity was just too much, and they just couldn't control them thoughts. So I want to target more so the children and just inspire, encourage, and give them kind of the guidance so they can self-define their reality to create a better world, because they are the future, and we have to put them in a position to make this world a better place. It's like it's burning. And it's for whoever burns with it, those who remain, I want them to have at least the right mindset carrying on and make it better. So that's what inspired me.
Right. That's a beautiful thing. You're right about that, boy. It's burning right now, boy. It's like, you can't see it literally, but it really is. If you can see, like, you got x-ray vision, you can see it, boy. You know what I mean? So it's real out here. Let me ask you this, too. Like, how do you plan to reach the kids? Because it obviously is a kid's book, but it's mature. You know, it's not like what, you know, I'm sure it's pretty deep. I haven't read it personally, but I'm you know, from what I hear and what I'm seeing, it's pretty deep, and adults can read it. But you want to reach the kids, too. So how do you plan on reaching the kids as well, you know, as the adults that already know about it?
Yeah, the strategy is developing now on the rollout as far as, you know, you see the online thing. But, again, I got to work the algorithm to get that on a greater scale and platform. But also, I'm about to hit the streets. Ain't nothing like grassroots. Hustle that muscle, hand to hand.
Old school style.
Yeah, that's the best way always to me. And you go speak with the right people, shake the right hand, introduce that idea, and it's going to gel. They're going to buy into it.
Because you did that with me. Not to cut you off, but you did that with me, because that's how we link. I see you straight in the streets, straight. Like, what up, G? Like, you know what I mean? Just like that. Cuz had the book on deck, everything. That's how we linked up. So you right, straight. You ain't on just talking about it. You living it for real, bro. So for sure. But go ahead.
Yeah, definitely are going to reach out to some agencies that I have a lot of foster care youth or juveniles, and also about to hit them schools real hard and principals. It's definitely a message that needs to be gotten. So, yeah, we about to hit it hard, man. Parents, everybody.
And also, I know, I just thought about that. I also know you work with people and kids. I don't know if you work with kids particularly, but I know you work with people almost what you do in your line of work. So can you integrate that with your book? Like, can you get that off that way too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, you got to be careful with conflict of interest, you know. However, we're going to make it happen regardless. Man, ain't no cool God out here. God is real, and we're going to make it happen. And sometimes they got to step on the toes, whatever. Because the message is greater than any job I've had and any job I have. So this work is universal, and it's going to make an impact by the grace of God, man. And I don't see nothing limiting that or putting a barrier between that. So, yeah.
Right. That's what's happening. I respect that, my G. We got the homie Straight Shooter up in here. You know it's Westside Wednesday's radio show with G. Lou. Shout out to Queen Jean. We up in here tonight. You know, we spitting game. We chopping game. And what I mean in game is good game. You know what I mean? Shit you can use, apply to your life. You know, applicable to you,
your lifestyle, your life being, your well-being. So we chopping up a good game tonight. We got the homie Amari Toure, a.k.a. the straight shooter, a.k.a. B.I.L.E. Yeah, and you know we on the West tonight. So we got to bang a few, we got to bang some music. You know, Amari had a few loaded up in the clip. What you, let's play some music, homie. What you want to do? What you feel like, bro?
Man, oh, so much.
You asked Cole the shit in there, too.
Yeah, the game.
I was surprised you knew
crazy.
About that.
Oh, no, man. My list is, man. Wait till we see each other catalog, man. I'm on it, man. So I like this song by the game featuring J. Cole called Pray. Pretty heavy song.
Deep. I think that's off the off his Jesus Peace album. What album was that on?
I'm about to find out. I think it was the last album.
It was on the last one? The one he just put out?
Drillmatic?
Couldn't have been. Oh, the Drillmatic?
Nah, not Drillmatic. That ain't it, man.
Okay. But it's a classic, though. Shout out to the game. Shout out to J. Cole doing big things, too. You dig? It's G. Lou. Yeah. Got the homie Amari Toure in this Westside Wednesdays radio show. Check it out. We'll be back in a flash.
On tights with the leather skin, she a rock star, bring the heavy metal in. Girl shaped like a coke bottle, Medellin. In love with her till she went and let the devil in. She pop pills like medicine. She probably gon' die, starting to be evident. I told her slow down, girl, you haven't sinned. I'm a thug, but I got a heart like Kevin now. And I can't let this girl throw her life away. Kick her dorm room in and told her put the knife away. Took her to the hospital like right away. She an angel with demons, the girl like night and day. Stressed out, parents getting divorced. Girl love them both, she ain't trying to sit in court. She a square, so it's hard to see the angle. And that's why God gave her guardian angel. It's me, and I'm here for her. Swear to God that I'm here for her. Last nigga got her caught up in the airport. She ain't had no prize, so she went and did a year for him. She a ride or die, like even now. Make home cook meals every evening. Start stripping on the side, now I'm tipping on the side. Love life like Jocelyn and Stevie now. To my wrong, for being the best that I can through her. Taking her son and trying to be a man to him. She don't wanna pray, but I told her put her hands to it. I done came a long way when I turned Buick. Yeah, grandmother would be proud of me. Almost got the devil all the way the fuck out of me. Remember mama knocking on the door handily. Bought her a car in the crib even though she died of me. 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 That's my mama, and I love her with my heart, like I love you. If you struggling, baby daddy ain't taking care of kids, girl, you can get a hug too. I'm here whenever you need me, gon' reach out, it's that easy. I love women, cause without women, would none of us niggas be breathing. So let's pray, bow your head, 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 pray, bow your head. Bow your head. Come. Good girl at heart, I remember you well, I remember you well. Got a husband and kid, but I flirt, hope you do a little dirt, cause I'm digging you still, that's real. But now you don't text back, and deep down I respect that. Cause even though a nigga wanna tap that shit, I don't wanna be the one to wreck that shit. So I fall back. Yeah, go by, I got more plaques. Just to get a call from you telling me you miss me and you wanna see me next time the door's back, damn. But what changed then? She telling me a nigga had a gauge then. Every time she think about me on the road, she be crying, realizing all the places that she ain't been. Well, it's cool. I'll pick you up, hold you down, lift you up. These other niggas trying to fuck. I'm the only one who cut and still came back to stitch you up. So we fuck. Say what? You ain't been home lately, you ain't heard that nigga. Her man left cause she cheated on his ass. Found the pills in the bag. Yo, she burned that nigga. She burned that nigga. Say what? She burned that nigga. She burned that nigga. Say what? She burned that nigga. Yeah. She burned that nigga. He beat her ass in the crib, then he went and did a bid all cause the bitch burned that nigga. Now dog, that's real ass shit. That's word around the Ville ass shit. Did you strap up? Did you strap up? Please tell me that you strapped up. Nigga, we can kill that bitch if you want to. I'm cool.
I strapped up, played by the rules. Then, while I'm sitting here blessed, she in the crib all alone and she stressed. So nigga, I pray. Bow your head.
Pray.
Bow your head.
Pray.
Bow your head.
Pray.
Just bow your head.
Pray.
Bow your head.
Pray.
Bow your head.
Pray.
Bow your head.
Pray.
Bow your head.
Pray with me. Bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us the strength to get through whatever comes our way. It's by your will that we live, and we know it is also by your will that we will always persevere. Thank you for your everlasting presence, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I'm so thankful. I'm singing with me now.
Man, I'm
what up, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm just, man, watching this basketball game with the folks.
Okay.
And this is real hip-hop with G-Lou.
Yes, sir. Shout out to G-Lou too, man. For keeping it cracking for us, man, and keeping things going, man. Definitely all love.
What's up,
Twitch?
What you doing, man? What you been doing, Twitch? Man, I'm doing this oldie show, man, every Thursday night, religiously, man, just trying to bring back all these R&B legends that got passed over back in the day.
Right.
To me, it kind of matters. The best thing I know is music. I mean, we always raised on them oldies, so I figure, man, I'm trying to be the next Art LaVoe if possible. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, real low rider on these Thursday nights, man. But my Wednesdays, I spend with G-Lou. I spend my Sundays with G-Lou and my Wednesdays with G-Lou. So he got to give me his Thursdays, you know? Beautiful time.
Everything burns.
Yeah. Man, pass my motherfucking yak, man. These niggas got me fucked up.
I wrote this with a pimp hanging off my lip, bitch hanging off my dick, fifth hanging off the whip, clip hanging off my hip, swinging till it ain't a bent. And it's all for the love of the gangster shit. Bitch niggas on IG live, you ain't had that same energy before he died. Pilot tricking on clubhouse, nigga that's bitch shit. Fuck your platform, I whip my own biscuit. I'm talking to a few niggas in this room, never call back after spilling in her room. Yeah, I know I ain't shit, find something else to say about me. I know Bloods and Crips that's great about me. Rappers dressed like faggots, spade to spade. You got a problem with it, nigga, to catch the spade. When you see me, you can see it, I don't give a fuck. If you ain't from where I'm from, nigga, cancel this nuts. Look, I ain't setting the fuck up. If the truth hurts, nigga, fuck you and your fake shit. Nigga, I ain't doing nothing to get no bitch. Matter of fact, these bitches need some real niggas in their life. The bitch nigga era is over. All you niggas is part of the LCBTQ shit. Fuck y'all niggas. Cancel these nuts. I believe Caitlyn is still a man. R. Kelly music turned up, I'm still a fan. If you assisted his disease, you should be his celly. How you care about kids? With abortions under your belly, put George Zimmerman on the gun line. Hoping every bullet penetrates while his bloodline. Foaming at the mouth, I'm Christopher Dorner on the prowl. Hit the devil's church and leave it holier than thou.
So we went shall we brought live from the left land. From the same side that saved in this open death jam. Parental discretion is advised, check your webcam.
See walking in the name of Dub C, let's dance. Give up LA to the greatness of Nipsey. Pray it's in God's will, he never let a Jada kiss me. I'm Team Boosie, Kevin Sam, Dave Chappelle. Got a problem with it, go to hell. Nigga, cancel these nuts. Real shit, tucking my nuts is a no-no. Y'all got me super fucked up. All the shit I be seeing going on, and y'all got the nerve to act like I'm saying something crazy. All I'm doing is telling the truth, and I ain't just saying my truth, it's the truth. Dying life, blue is bitch.
Nigga, cancel these nuts. Fuck a nigga look like, huh? I'm not here.
true watch it. I keep top this, keep Glock near. Knock at his door till that nigga not there. Rock it, never rock aware. Ruin red lights, all the folks stop and stare at a law. Stuff pipe down her throat till she choke. Best hide if I ever go broke. Because I'm different. Tight to fuck to Ronald Burke, got her mission. Hey, this dick could be a dream to Miss Hampton. Britney Rainer, I should call Chris Hansen. Bitch, I'm handsome. Dick is ample. Call me Costco. All these hoes get a sample. Guns like Rambo. Funds for the ammo. So these nuts only dying you can cancel. Nigga, cancel these nuts.
See, I always be trying to talk about shit you don't know.
I just come here to find out what you think. I'm interviewing you. You interviewing me. I don't want to hear it.
We coming for the dose twice. Cancel these nuts, nigga. Hey, Glass. You know they hate an intelligent nigga that's with the business. Watch, California. Nigga, all of LA, that's who we representing. When you see us, you see LA, and that's what it's gonna be.
Cancel these nuts.
Got him. Got him.
It's your man, Mr. Cheeks. I want to give a shout-out to the G-Loose. So it's going down. Southside Jamaica, Queens, all the way out to the goddamn West Coast. Get it, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah, we back at it. Westside Wednesdays radio show, G-Lou. My homeboy, my guest, Amari Torre, live in the building. The phone lines is open, 914-803-4001. Talk, call in, speak your mind. We are here for it. Hey, Torre, we spoke about the book and all that, and you know what you got cracking. Also, oh yeah, let me speak on this because I want to get to just some just chopping up game, what's going on in the world, topics, anything you want to speak on. But also, you got some music you working on, and you got coming out soon too. You want to speak on the music?
Man. Yeah, I got several projects in the making, and of course, the past albums, I'm about to probably get them remixed and mastered again, man, just get them better than what they were. But the other projects are called A Cultureless Culture, Loyalty Over Greed, and Spiritual Drought. Those are already out under the moniker AWOL to Rate. And I got the future projects. I'm about to drop Stand and Deliver. That's one album. Project called Incense Burning. Yeah, Incense Burning, which has another meaning of inner scent burning. I have another project called Oasis in the Sahara. And, man, we cooking up something with my brother D. Lou, the EP, which, man, I just got a draft of what's about to pop with that this song called High Life, bruh. And I tell you, I let a special person hear it, and they were vibing.
Yeah.
What's up, Gloria? Yeah, she was vibing to it, man, like, she had her eyes closed and was bobbing and smiling, and it's that grown man, it's that one. So that's why I want to get this marketing game up, because I know we can market that thing and it's gonna go.
Right.
That's and got a few singles about to drop. Yeah, go ahead.
Dang, I didn't want to cut that off what you were about to say, but I was just about to say, I think we spoke on this a little bit before, but again, all the you got a lot of stuff coming out. Simultaneously, I don't know when you're dropping them, but all seems like different in their own right, and the titles and the of the projects are just powerful. You know what I mean? It make you want to like stand and deliver. I told you I like that one because it makes me think about the movie, and that's just a powerful statement. You know what I mean? So that like I'm already intrigued about that. I don't know what vibe, because it seems like each album has a whole different vibe to it. You know what I mean? So what on Stand and Deliver, what you got going on there? Because, like, I see, like, Incense Burning. Obviously, that's probably different. Then you got the Oasis in Sahara. Like, you on some whole other shit, man. What's behind these titles? And is each project separate? Like is it, are you on a whole different, you know what I mean? What's going on there?
Oh, man. It is. It's definitely an evolving taking place. Stand and Deliver, and Just Like You, that's one of my favorite movies. Edward James, almost one of my favorite actors, and just hearing the story of Haile Escalante and what he did at Garfield High in East Los, and just the trials he had to go through. But if he had, I take so much, I analyze everything, and I don't know, I prayed about it. I don't know, it's like a curse or what, but or a gift. But when I analyze that movie, I just look at how he had to overcome the trials of taking some youth who were forsaken, and they were counted out, like they couldn't do, they weren't smart. But he saw something right in them beyond themselves, and he sacrificed money and a lot for the sake of taking these children to another level. So it's like I always say, with a great leader, you got so many people now that are standing, but they ain't standing on shit. Because a great leader, in order to stand and deliver, you got to sit and receive. If your ass ain't never sat down and humbled yourself to receive the information, humbled yourself and your attitude, who the fuck you gonna stand up and deliver to?
Right.
You ain't got, so that's what this project is about. I've seen some quality key people in my lifetime, again, who were not famous. They were janitors. They were football coaches in the hood, Pop Warner, Pee Wee. They were people you'll never know about. But they were stand-up guys. They were stand-up women, teachers, my mother included, man, just looked out for a lot of people and did things beyond themselves, greater for themselves, for the greater good and greater cause of society at large. And that's what we need. So it's just a perfect time right now. Look at the world. What a perfect time to stand and deliver on truth.
Yeah.
And in the spirit of OGT Rogers, my mentor, we're going to stand on love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. And that's how it is.
So let me ask you this. That's dope. And I love the breakdown of everything on that stand and deliver. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm intrigued by that. But let me ask you this. What's going to be the vibe? You broke down what it's about, but so how is it going to be delivered on the album? Like, are you coming like on some, I don't want to say hard, but like this one going to be like some edgy, or like the beats and all that type, your vibe? Or is it going to be like, because I could already see the next project, Incense Burning, I could already just tell by that title, that's some totally different shit. So far as the vibe on Stand and Deliver, how you coming with, like, with your delivery on that? How you delivering it?
It's point blank, the State of a Straight Shooter again, but different production, right. And it's still a mix. I try not to corner myself or put myself in one category. Again, I don't even want the title conscious or positive. I think everybody has a conscious, negatively or positive. I don't want to be boxed in and sit. Just, I'm me. I'm balanced. I like some negative shit. I like some positive shit. So I just believe in balance.
Right.
And that's what Stand and Deliver is.
Right.
And I think your greatest leaders are not one way too much. Be balanced. And that's what I like. I like some gangster shit.
Right.
I love to also build on some knowledge. And I love my people. So
there
it is.
That part. Okay, Stand and Deliver. The homie right here. And briefly, tell us briefly too about the, because you got three coming out back to back. I don't know how they're dropping, but tell us about the other two. So, you know, same way, like what's going on with Incense Burning and Oasis in Sahara.
Incense Burning was a difficult project because it's the most intimate album I've ever done. I'm going into some areas that I was kind of cautious about going into it and expressing, you know what I'm saying? It's I told somebody the other day, I think a black man's heaven, not heaven, but a black man's safety zone is the restroom. It's like, you wonder why a black man spends so much time in the restroom. We
that's
laughing,
crazy.
Right?
I never thought of you. That's a real shit, though. Yeah, that's crazy.
We lock the door. And we just in our own little bubble, whatever that is, almost like a damn jail cell. It's crazy. But we lock ourselves up just to be free. 8 hours every day, we go on somebody's goddamn job, have to put a mask on and be an actor. You know what I'm saying? Put on this smile until your fucking face hurts. Then, you know what I'm saying, you don't have a peace of mind because you, at least for a perspective of a black man, for my shoes, you don't have something to attach to say this is what a man is. This is the example. This is the template of what a man is. So by the time you get through at the end of the day, you're attaching to so many identities. You're like, God, let me get a peace of mind. Let me defecate. Let me hop on the stool and just ease my mind. You know what I'm saying? But that's where you kind of deal with yourself, too, when you look at yourself in the mirror. Yeah, maybe man in the house wasn't your father. Or maybe you never knew your father, but you see that you don't look like everybody else, so you're dealing with yourself. You're at war with yourself.
Now, that mirror, you said something powerful. That mirror is a bad motherfucker, because that mirror, like you said, you being that powerful sometimes, you get, especially if you done smoked, me personally, if I done smoked or something early, nigga, you just be in there, like you said, zoned out, I'm looking, because you you said, it's, I don't know, you have to, that's the only time you can look at yourself, homie, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they always say, if you can't look at yourself in the mirror, so sometimes you look at yourself, bro, and just, a lot of shit goes through your mind because now you're examining yourself, literally. I mean, I'm speaking for me personally. Yeah. I be in the bathroom sometimes. Sometimes I be in there, like, that's powerful what you just said, bro. That's real. But go ahead.
We be flexing our muscles and shit. Sometimes we be feeling good. But then you start looking at
That's what I'm saying. All of that shit. It may start with that. Just trying to check yourself. Yeah. It's like, because you get in that mirror, you can see everything, And then it goes from that to, like you say, all type of shit, But, that's true. Yeah. True. Very true.
Yeah. But I've been encouraged to really tackle some issues that I try to keep to myself. But this music is therapy. And this is why I love hip hop. Mm-hmm. And I would never take it. I will continue to do it till I'm 80, 90, whatever. And
right.
It just gives me that expression, that freedom to let that pen lead to the paper and just write your thoughts down. So this instant burning is like an inner sense that was burning in me that I had to express, and that's exactly what it is. So, and
that's dope. Incense burning. Yeah, you got some cold titles though. I wanna give you props on that, man. Seriously.
I appreciate it. Thank you, brother, man. And also we got Oasis in the Sahara, which basically is almost like the road.
We going to Africa or some shit.
Nah.
What's going on here? No, I'm talking shit. Nigga, I'm from Crenshaw Mafia, nigga. Nah, go ahead. I'm just talking shit.
It's the concept of the road that grew in the concrete. Basically, like in the middle of all that chaos, there's an oasis. There's some beauty. So you look at our neighborhood, you see all this chaos. You see all this, what I like to call concentrated trauma going on, but it's still so much beauty there. If you look at our hood, as jacked up as they may appear, as messed up as they may look, it's still so much beauty there. But I think Kanye said it best, the people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. And so it's like we so valuable, but it's like we don't even know how valuable we are. So it's like this oasis sitting in the middle of a desert. It's this rosebud sitting in the middle of the ghetto, sitting in the middle of the hood that we just don't even recognize the value of. It's almost like looking at Africa. Africa is the most minerally rich continent.
Right.
Although you see the people, it doesn't even add up. And it's
it don't add up. Yeah. It don't add up. You'd be like, damn, it don't add up. But see, like you said, but some people knew. That's why them motherfuckers knew hundreds of years ago when they came over there. We just don't know it yet. We don't know because we suppressed to a lot of shit like we are here. You know what I'm saying? But they knew. Yeah. But go ahead.
Right. Yeah, no, that's it, man. Just not even be able to recognize what we have right in our midst, the beauty we have. Right. I mean, we the most imitated yet hated. So, it's something of value. That we have.
We the most important, even though we the most, the last on the totem pole as far as, progression and having what we need to have. But like you say, as far as the world, we run this shit. I mean, I don't mean that literally. I just mean our influence and what everyone want to be like, whether they want to admit it or not. That's just the truth.
Right.
But go ahead.
Right. We are beautiful people, man. And I've grown so much more in love with our people, man. And that's not to exclude or minimize or belittle anybody else. It's just that we have, as much as we overcame and overcome, we made it through the HIV AIDS, the Reaganomic crack era, the heroin, everything, the slavery. Look how fucking, man, look at that fucking roadmap we've been through, this journey. But yet we still find a way to make it through and persevere and be resilient. That ain't the God spirit, I don't know what it is, so. I just know it's an oasis in our heart and our mind. You just got to find that motherfucking go drink.
Right.
That's all.
Right. That's a fact. Yeah. And one more thing on that. Like you say, just us, you know, as a people and how important we are and all that. But until we start valuing ourselves and loving ourselves and respecting ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be hard, like you say, to get other people to do so as well. You know, they already learning, and we giving them too much game, too, with the shit we doing, right. all this stuff, social media and all this. We giving them too much to yeah. where they're really taking everything now. They know they can just use us for certain shit and suck the shit yeah. out of you. You know what I mean? And send you on your way because we're allowing it to happen. And then in the meantime, we're still bringing each other down at a very high rate, still killing each other and all this dumbass shit. You know what I mean? So until yeah. we, you know, learn to get it right within our own, man, you know, it's still uphill battle, not including the other shit, you know, and the other forces mm-hmm. opposed against us, bro. So it's a long battle, mm-hmm. but we got to start, though, at home, you know, meaning ourselves, like going back to the mirror. Everyone, you know, and I know that's easier said than done, you know, because we in an ignorant mm-hmm. state right now, and it's the ignorant time mm-hmm. where ignorance is bliss, but ignorance yeah. is ruling the land. Like, more ignorant right. you be, it seems like that gets the more attention, so people right. are being more ignorant. So we got a long right. road, brother, but... You know, I don't know. At least, you know, we can speak on it. And Oasis in the Sahara is beautiful, man. And, you know what I mean? I'm looking forward to checking that out, too, man. So, you know, salute to that. Yeah.
So, thank you.
Salute.
That. And on and behold, we got yes, the sir. EP, man. That me and you, brother, we collecting, getting our things and putting our minds together on this project. And no name for it yet. We got to discuss it.
Right. Yes, sir. It's coming, though. It's
yeah.
coming.
Yes, sir.
It's okay. coming.
Yeah. It's coming. This is the West. I just hollered at D-West, man. I told him we need some heat.
Yeah. Shout out to D-West, my guy. Much love and respect. Shout out to Maniac, too. We here. Let me do this. Let's take a cold break, man. Get you beverage and all that shit, right? You know what I mean? We're gonna get in some West Side, some West Coast Wednesdays type shit, man. What you feel like, brother? What we doing?
I'm always with Pac, my favorite artist of all time. Then Cube, so we can go some motherfucking made niggas. Pac.
Oh, like that? That's how you feel? That's how you feel? Yeah. Shout out to Tupac. You know, we're gonna talk about some topics and events going on. So we're gonna come back and talk maybe a little about that because that's kind of still going on. But rest in peace at homie Pac. We're going to do it like this. Yeah. We'll be back. West Coast Wednesday. What we create.
Unstoppable, untouchable, motherfucking worldwide bomb fix. Death Row at its finest. M.O.B. Love for motherfucking life. Motherfucking magnet. Coming at these things. Worldwide. Machiavelli the dog. My life in exchange for you. Born hated as a thug. House full of baby crime for my lack of dick.
Cause of the weapons I clutch, and the niggas that I'm under is just too much. We made niggas. now you gon' have to imagine. Call me your prophet, cause I'm predicting what's gon' happen. I began the paper, stacking the those who be paper snatching will emerge like crack in the 80s. Baby, maybe that's if I slip, but I became official since the start of this. Idi Amin, born July 7th, a few set eyes. Precious, but all this gave me they hate to cherish, but still I made it. A made nigga, made by the game, made for war, my aim is simple and plain. Yeah, whether it's Kane or these tracks made for your brain, you'll forever know my name, Idi Amin.
Mentality of war, dead bodies in silence, give it to your roar. Thug nigga to the core, the results of living poor. Got me thinking on a main level, shooting my gaze to get paid. A fucking crazy devil, mashing from here to there, day by day, year to year. Main niggas on your motherfucking chair. I'm a main
call me a bad boy, killer, murder, motherfuckers daily. Know the fans trail me, so my alias Machiavelli. Getting lessons from niggas in penitentiaries. Game, when the plot helped me survive several centuries. Lock me in the cage, I display my rage. Around the court building with the gauges great. They wonder if I'm going and finally sentenced on my knees to God, begging for repentance. I'm so convinced that I'm a thug. They got me fiending for my cash like a fiend when he dreams of drugs. This a daughter and I kidnap your daughter. Kill your wife and hit the funeral with Teddy, just who gave the order. Machiavelli the dawn till I'm gone. I maintain my army of lunatics and stay home till the day I die. I'll be remembered as a paid nigga, outlawed to the grave. A motherfucking made nigga. Come close. Get into the mind of a maid, nigga. I can't be touched. My adversary. Get fucked. Feel me?
Sometimes in their dreams,
all I want is the cream. I sell my shit to the fiends. All the bitches scream. Come to see. To this maid, nigga.
The outlaw.
Machiavelli the dog. Who's saying fatal?
What should we do,
you know what I mean? Castro. Castro. Napoleon.
I repeat, let him go.
Gaddafi. Fucking made niggas. All my niggas on death row.
Right.
Dog man.
You guys can go, sorry.
The dog father and all his
sorry
niggas. You know what time it is. Daz Dillinger, Corrupt, Young Gotti.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella, straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the world famous. Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella coming straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the G Lou Show. You know what I said? The G Lou Show in the house.
African. Come and step in Brother Temple, see what's happening. You'll taste the bass flow, coming from a zero. Tell me what a sissy know. Funk a lesson is a new flow. Stalking, walking in my big black boots. Living off the earth, eating herbs and fruits. The children awake me by the mountain and the river, and gather round the fire for the scroll that I deliver. The speak of a house is from the sand to the sky, and devils ever doubt and want to measure how high. Your logic reveals you, your mind can't catch it. The dimensions of a god go far beyond brackets. Come into my oven, devils, come and you burn. I can always feel a vulture with the strength and black word. You're pissing me off because you swear you're higher level. Back to your cave, get yourself together. Chili and Magilla, chocolate and vanilla. How can polar bears swing on vines with the gorillas, please? Check your reasoning because there's something amiss. My home is a void, you're drowning in abyss. I teach your funk code and don't preach a rap rhyme. Harambe to the sun as the mortals ask time.
Grand what time is it?
The funkin' lesson comes, the sundial speaks.
Grand what time is it?
The building of the strong are the lessons of the meek.
Verbalize what time is it?
My science is deep, my blackness is deep.
How deep?
Deep, deeper than Atlantis, deeper than the seafloor, traveled by the mantis. Your copycats will never know. With you, the funk will never flow, but that's another blow. Make your move, thief apprentice, I never step. I'm a tribal move, your master hasn't figured yet. Bring your weapons to my sword and shield. What's the higher level if your shit ain't real? My mystic magic, what you gonna do? Think before you step before the rebel, silly mortal you. I tried to warn you, but your mind won't catch. You're just cookies in my oven. If I wanna burn a batch, you just burn.
Vainglorious, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green with a key, sissy.
Like this, like that, and like that, like this. How dark is the world, how strong is a fist. Originals come from the sand and the sword to the concrete, fighting wars in the street. The day of outrage, history, another page. We lack the word of this, but now there is a brother Jay, the prince of warriors, leading masses. Stomping liver lip, punks playing asses. The damn sissies always talk for the glory. Sissy bomb is coming, but that's another story. So many people forgot where they came. Disrespect religion, but the living is lame. Black, white, how you living? Blowing the now. So many mortals, the chimes of a sundial. To the east, teaching gods to be what it was, what it is, and against y'all be. What's my mind state if my state ain't black? But Moses, Malcolm, and Huey are back. And the voice to a many going verb to verb. Sit back and take heed, brother, you must learn. Swimming in the books, and the books ain't given. The scales of a black man weighs in the living.
Grandma, what time is it?
I dwell among the mortals, the time is in the verse.
Grandma, what time is it?
Positive nature, mortal soul, it curse.
Grandma, what time is it?
Shadows in the sunlight, balancing the birth. Tick tock tick, we go sun to moon. Verbalizer speaks, it's a quarter to doom. Self-destruction, it's not a key function. Never bound the leaders, cause the people keep fronting. When will they realize the body needs head? It's more than what's said when a leader lies dead. Coming to the darkness, past is light. Death meaning life as the pharaohs take flight. Too much degrees for a silly pale thief. You can't define what's direct from the east. God protect me, he selects me. God makes a path so the world respects me. 0 to 9, grandest creator. I pray for those on both sides of equator. Professor X, when will they learn? Once life enters doors, death no return, no return.
This is an invitation to the crossroads, if you dare. Sissy, with a key.
What's up, party people? And the place to be is Southern Mercy. Reminding you to make sure you check out Westside Wednesday, brought to you every Wednesday evening on the Jesus Radio Blog Talk Show. Thanks to all our sponsors, BGP Media, 3 Cadillac, BD Harrison, One World Magazine. We're looking forward to seeing you there. Westside Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the world famous Jesus Show. See ya.
Yeah, Jay. Shout out to cousin Marcy out there. What up, Marcy? We back at it. This is G-Lou Show, Westside Wednesday's radio show. I'm chilling with the homie Amari Talk Ray, a.k.a. the Straight Shooter, man. What's popping, homie?
Man,
what's going on in these streets?
Man, what is going on? Too much? I'm just trying to stay clear, man, and still out some positive things to people, progressive people, get this health right.
Right.
I got to say something to you, man. I'm going to let you know you inspired me too, bro. And I'm about to start doing something. I wanted to get your approval for it first. But I wanted to see if we could do a Z-Lu challenge. I'm back on my workout regimen. Going tough, man. I'm way too overweight, man. I was at I used to be at 245, man, at one point, and I was at the best of my life as far as health-wise, and barely getting sick, everything. So I'm back on it every morning, and I want to do a D-Lew challenge, bro. You be putting those little niggas the same, man.
But like you said, it started for me. I don't know, some years ago, I just, like you said, just decided to start doing my thing. And then once, you know, you get at it, and I ain't been great at it, I want to do more. But once you start and once you get that routine and that regimen going on, you got to keep at it, because you that's what you just expect for yourself. So, yeah, I mean, I push every day to get it in bad and do, because it's more mental than anything, especially when you start getting older, man. It's like, you know what I mean? So, but it is a challenge every day. You got to challenge yourself, and you know what I mean, mentally more than anything, because the body going to do what it do, but, you know, the mind got to tell the body to do it, force the body to do it, because sometimes you don't want to do it. You know what I mean? So, all good, bro. Let's do it.
Yeah, I want to see if Big D or OG Steve want to get in, because I see OG Steve doing his thing, too, so.
I've seen him doing his thing, so that would be a good challenge, actually, and you know, we can keep up, and then that'll like I said, help us challenge each other and go harder, you know what I mean, personally, you know what I mean, so, and then when we get together on that thing, too, they got a nice gym over there where we going to be at, you know what I mean, we get it in over there, too, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
That's what's up. I'm going to holler at them, see if we all can get in on this, man. Present it to everybody and go for it. Because it's all about health, man. That's wealth, bro. We got to stay alive, man.
Health is wealth, for sure. Health is wealth. Yeah. And that's a powerful statement, because it is, like I said. So not only with me trying to stay on point and with the health, just the health and look good and all that, but, I notice when I do that too, man, you know, everything else aligns up too. Like, that forced me to cut out a lot of shit. It's still shit I want to do better. You know what I mean? Right. But it forced me to cut out a lot of shit. The foods I eat, you know what I mean? Drink, bullshit you just don't want in your system, because, you know what I mean? You do work out, and you don't want to fight that off. You're already working against other shit. So that helps you with your diet. Like I said, I can still do better, but for the most part, I cut at least 60% of bullshit out of my diet, period, you know, from what I know I used to do. You know what I mean? So that's a good thing, you know what I mean, as well, man. But like you said, health is wealth, for sure. And like I said, too, it helps you with sickness, because I don't get sick really at all. Yeah. I'm just keep it real. Like, you know what I mean? I know, because I only reason I say that, because I see other people around, you know, when you at work or different people, like, I'm sick. And, like, you were just sick a month ago. You feel me? So I'm noticing the all that, and I don't really get sick at all, you know, not like that. So I know that has to do with the health too, because not along with the health, you eating right, taking your vitamins, and you just staying clear of bullshit too, you know what I mean? So it's all a win-win.
I agree, bro. I agree. Yeah, so other than that, man, I was looking at the news. I think I just see something now, like there's been a mass shooting in Maine, the state of Maine, and they said, like,
in the state of Maine.
At least 22 dead, up to 60 wounded. 22.
Wow.
I'm just seeing this right now.
That's
crazy. Yeah, Maine.
That's crazy how a place like Maine, like you just said, of all places, that could happen. But see, that's where that stuff like that happens. I know it could happen anywhere, but I'm just saying, like, a mass shooting, that means somebody probably just whatever they did and did it for, you know what I mean? And those places like Maine, where you don't expect that. But, you know, you'll get this type of shit. You know, that's crazy, opposed to an inner city where you got a lot of shootings. But this one shooting right here, like you said, when they don't have many, but this one shooting is 60 people, you know, like you just said. So that's crazy.
Right. What's going on, man, in the world? I think with this nation, America, man, I just see the mental, spiritual infrastructure just, I think it's probably started even from the conception of this country, but just to see it now, it's like it's falling on the inside, whereas I think there's a lot of frustration. I see this country go to the aid of so many countries outside of here trying to help others.
And we ain't got our own shit, right?
So many people in need over here. I mean, you drive through California, the homeless population is through the roof. You drive through Atlanta, the homeless population. I mean, a veteran, they get forsaken. It's like... our children are forsaken. I mean, it's just I don't know. It's a weird situation, but you kind of see it unfold. You see other, from Rome to Greece to other civilizations,
right,
how they crumble from the inside and fail. And I just kind of see similar signs. So it's an interesting dilemma.
Right. And I think, you know what you said again, something powerful, because that's true. And we see it. I think we see it all the time. Like, we done got numb to it, or just don't, I'm not going to say numb, I don't care, but we don't experience it, but we see it on the news and all these other countries, the shit they go through. Yeah, time, we've been seeing this since we was kids, you know, but like I said again, we just see it, you don't experience it. But like you say, that is, you know, kind of slowly happening here. Not to that extent, but like you just say, I think we ain't experienced or really witnessed none of that. So, you know, but it's happening slowly because, like you said, this shit is like burning from inside. You know, this society and everything is getting so crazy, corrupted, and just no type of morals, respect, and real love anymore. Like, everything is just getting to a point where people are just like, I don't know, man. It's really like a revelation type thing going on right now, man. Real talk.
Yeah, I see that. But I think it's almost like a microcosm of something big. I think the corrupted mind has been here. I think it's been hidden. And I think it's trickled down to just everyday general population is just exposed. The greed, as I say, loyalty over greed. Greed is the order of the day right now.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. Yeah. Over everything.
Over everything. Yeah.
Greed over everything. Motherfucker trying to get it so bad. They don't care who in their way, nothing. It's just, you know. And it's part of what's fed to us and what we see, because, you know, that, like you said, that is it, man. Everyone, that's been since we was kids, but it's just intensified now to that so-called American dream or you know, who has the most, and especially with social media, it's been intensified times 1,000.
Yeah.
So you know, it has a lot, that social media got a lot to do with a lot. And I know I'm not talking bad, because it's a good, we use it for good, and everyone is on it. I'm on it too, you know, but it's like, it's a gift and a curse. But that curse is pretty heavy, man. You know.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, like you said, it's about balance, though.
Mm-hmm. Balance, right? Yeah, I agree. So, on that, man, I rarely watch the news, because I hear about it. I see certain things going on from the wars and things, and a lot of so-called controversial.
Yeah, it's hard to watch the news. It's hard to watch the news.
You can't even really. Yeah, you can't even really watch the perspective on it. Because somebody gets offended. So it's like, why even just stay in my lane and create my heaven right here in my own household, man, with those around me. And we just look out for each other and protect each other. And that's really how I got to go for right now, man, because it's a chaotic world out here, bro.
Right. It's a crazy world, brother. Yeah. We chopping it up right now. G. Lou Amari Torre, Westside Wednesdays radio show. So in the meantime, in 20 time, we're going to get back to some music because, you know, it's Westside Wednesdays. What we doing, Torre?
I want to go to some of the young soldiers, man. I've been really feeling these young soldiers. I like Pookie. Put that on everything.
You fucking up with that one. I said, what cuz know about that? He did that. He did that. And I be following him. I followed him for years. Like, you know, he always be clowning kind of stuff he does. And he be carrying that walk, though. He's always done that. But this song here, I could not find either. I said, this shit is hard. This shit is hard.
Right.
He did that.
Right.
He did that.
Right.
So you fucked me up when you had that on the list. I was like, okay.
Oh, no. I keep my ear out. You know, we ain't hanging on the youngsters. I love the energy of them. If they just balance up on trying to say a little something, you ain't got to be all, you know, one way. I can hear some, though. But and keep that energy, too, that gangster, that silliness.
Right,
I mean,
they
young, so I'm with it.
Right, that's right. The homie Pookie right here put that on everything. If y'all ain't checked it out, go check out the homie video. That shit is crazy, and he be killing that, killing the walk. Shout out to the homie Pookie from Long Beach, man.
I put that on everything. bang. I ain't worried about you niggas, I do my own thing. Niggas in this game, I'm in my own lane. And I'm still getting paid to bring your name fame. They love it how I walk like this, I talk like this. Get paid just to talk this shit, let's get it lit. I really know you feeling this. Ooh, shit, damn.
I put that on everything.
Really can't help it, but I'm like this. I wake up every morning, yes, I'm real lit. Leading with love because I'm heaven sent. It's more than a play, it's an experience. Hold up, don't put no damn title to my name. I'm an entrepreneur. The way my plans look, you know I gotta execute bigger. While you chasing after hoes, I'ma chase these figures. Niggas still wonder why I Pookie ruled that nigga, huh? Cause I do my thing, stump in my own damn lane. Niggas still go hate on my name. What that gon' change?
Shout out to the homie Pookie. Shout out to Long Beach. We're going to keep it with the youngsters right quick. This is the homie Yellow Hill from West L.A. Check this out.
Premonitions of my existence as a manipulative, corrupted young soul looking for refuge in the city. We handed a fit to hand, taking off the edge of all of my struggles. I had to go through hell and back so I could learn to be more humble. Was trying to bubble, make a statement, and putting out my music until I learned the words I speak can really influence all of these children, all of these students, all of these groupies that tap my name. Just don't be stupid. I want to lead the youth to healthy food choices, positive movements. You can do it. Don't make the same mistakes that I did, homie. This life will get you. Yeah. Okay, this life can get you killed, homie. You should think I'd be a local rapping act. I'm big, homie. And stay away from the drugs to clear your heart of envy. Keep your distance from these snakes that can't be acting friendly. She covering up her real emotions when she applied to Fenty. Smiling, working minimum wage, but you can make a milli. And you can make a billy. You can make a trilly. Call this gangster, motherfucker, don't be acting silly. Riding solo down the avenue, I grip the semi. Can't name a place up in my heart where this shit don't feel empty. I'm on McKinley, I was dodging the feds. But now I push a power message till I'm motherfucking dead. I'm a golden, I'm a legend till I'm popped in the head. Like Martin Luther or I'm Malcolm, push the culture ahead. Hey, nigga, if you don't make a stand, then you gon' stay a sheep. I used to dream about this prophecy up in my sleep. And writing songs and doing verses for the fucking cheap. Now I can never sell my talent, I'm a fucking beast. Speeding down the highway, homie, who can I trust? I got a rocket up on my side, just give me reasons to bust. I don't be cheating on my bitch, so it's no reason to fuck. None of you bitches, I keep it loyal, little nigga, what's up? What's up? Motherfucker, growth is gangster. Dipping in the Chevy, eating produce while I'm swanging. On my way to work out at the gym and staying dangerous. Pistol in my pocket and I ain't with the gangster. Motherfucker, growth is gangster. Yeah. Motherfucker, growth is gangster. Hey, motherfucker, growth is. And when I say growth is gangster, I'm like, we could be on the same street corners and the avenues and the boroughs and the crossways and crossroads. And be killing each other at the same time. It don't make no sense. It's just a system of repetition of destruction, a path of destruction. So, say we have more produce over here. We have healthy food stores and more churches, more shit that the youth can go to, more youth programs. Instead of niggas having to turn to all of that bullshit, you feel me? We really metamorphosizing and transcending into something different. You know what I'm saying? That's what the Soil brand is about too, you know? Better practice what you preach at the same time. So you ain't gonna see me walking around eating a cheeseburger, drinking malt liquor all day. You feel me? I'm gonna get up, work out, hit the gym. You feel me? Do something inspirational for the whole youth, for everybody. Man, this is even motivating to an old motherfucker that ain't got shit going on. Nigga, we gotta plant the soil and grow this motherfucking gangster. That's the new gangster. Motherfucker, grow this gangster. Motherfucker, bro, this gangster.
Gangster. This is West Side Wednesdays, the G-Lou Show, Blog Talk Radio, OG Radio, OG Music, West Coast Hip Hop to the fullest, 914-803-4001, West Side.
Go up and down, let me say it. Move it all around, let me say it. Want a nigga around, let me say it. Let me say it, let me say it. 4-5 on me, I'm here right now. Nigga hit the switch, it be lights up. Phone leaves, ask me, I don't know shit. Never ever catch me, I'm supposed to. Baby on my line, money on my line. Baby, I ain't got the time, shit, I'm on my grind. Disrespect my gang, I won't hold back. Baby, want it all, cause I'm all that. Go up and down, let me say it. Move it all around, let me say it. Want a nigga around, let me say it. Let me say it, let me say it. Baby, ride with me cause I know things. Give it from a clear to a no red. A man come around, I don't know shit. Cause if I say something, I'll be up some whole shit. Baby, you're my line, baby, you're my line.
What?
I ain't no joke, but it ain't the blood I like, it's the fucking
gun and smoke. Provoke any nigga that tried to step who's trip. I'ma show him who's fast from the hip. Clap your once, cuz G's leave no witnesses. Clap twice out the door. Slow with the creep while they neighbors sleep still. Music to drive by and I'm in too deep. Come on. My life, my life, my life with the Tech Nine. Come on. My life, my life, my life. Fuck one time. Chill. I said my life, my life, my life in the CPT. I said my life, my life, my life. Who bangin' gangsta? Check it out. In the 6-6-6-5-4 tray of Zeus. Real G's dragging it low with much juice. Loose lips and shit is what I was told. While my bankroll fold, I'm leaving your body cold. Down the road since the BG. The OG's had me acting crazy. Like fighting and blasting, cause life ain't funny. Young niggas struggling, best get your money. Creep up in it late night, keep your grip tight. Lay low out of sight and watch the porch light. Cause I ain't got nothing to lose and I ain't nothing. When I'm jumping, yeah, I'm catching the blues. I need the money and the cola, baby. Don't make me react. Pulls out, strap and then clap. Banging to the fullest in Compton is where we dwelling. In the West where we yelling while the gay keeps selling. Come on. I said my life, my life, my life. With you, yeah. And that's how we representing to the fullest.
I said my
for the real
life,
CBG.
My life.
To the ING, all the way up to South Central, to all my Hoobay, gangsters in the house. Shit, that's how we do it. To the West, all day. We don't play. Shit, come on. I said my life, my life, my life, with the Tech Nine. Come on. I said my life, my life, my life. Fuck one time. Shit.
What's up, y'all? It is the Poetess, and you are tuned in to the G-Lu Show, Westside Wednesdays.
Yeah, yeah, G-Lu, back with the homie Amari Talk Ray, Westside Wednesdays radio show.
Yes, sir.
Straight shooter. What it do?
Yes, sir. I'm here, man. You know, I was thinking when we was on break, man. I got to give a shout out to hip hop, man, because it kept so much negative flack and negative attention. But I want to give up for hip hop, and especially I want to focus on the Bay right now, because I knew Southern California, but now I'm up here towards the Bay, and I'm learning more about it. I've always been a fan of the music, Too Short and all that, 40. And I got to give a shout out. JT, the bigger figure, and E-40, because what they're doing is just crazy as far as planting seeds in the business game. JT, the figure, going around setting everybody on fire everywhere.
He's been on the campaign right now. I've been seeing him.
Yeah.
He's been on his campaign. Shout out to the homie JT, man. I appreciate when he does. See, I appreciate the social media for that part, the podcast and all that, because a lot of times it'd be a lot of ignorant shit, but I love when we get that. Even from the ignorant dudes sometimes, if they just kick back, you know, and drop some game, when they do, it's beautiful. But JT been on the campaign. I've been loving some of the interviews and stuff because every time he gives up game, you know what I mean? And he only knows how to spit it real, you know what I mean? He gonna speak his heart. And and he's been giving up a lot of game. That brother done been through a cold journey, man, and just still doing the things he's doing and been to Africa. And, he's just done so much, man, on his own pretty much, you know. So shout out to JT, the bigger figure, man.
Yeah, I didn't even know how much he had his hand in so many people's project. I knew about the game, but he had his hand on a lot of people, man.
Yeah, a lot of people, yeah, for sure, for sure.
And also giving up, yeah, giving up love to October 21st has been named E-40 Day. He got the key.
Yeah, I see he got a street.
Vallejo. Yeah, man.
Hold up. Speaking of Vallejo, I know you've been moving around the Bay. You've been to Oakland and all that. Did you get to go through Vallejo? Did you get to touch down in Vallejo and feel some of that soil?
Touch down, no. Pass through, yeah. But I plan on journeying back through. I mean, you got to go through it to get to it. So, you know,
right.
Yeah, I've seen it, and I know exactly where he was from. So I definitely want to touch down and show love what he got going on. But he got, like, the drinks. He got the Tycoon cognac.
Right, yeah.
Alcohol.
E-40 is another one who been doing it and showed a lot of people how to do it. Like, when a lot of people was even fronting and doing a rap thing, E-40 was really, way back in the day, had his shit together, nice cribs, and, you know, when dudes were still fronting this shit, you know, E-40 really is an example of independence, you know, and he's mentored, and so many people got game from 40, and the fact that he's still doing it, you know what I mean, on such a high level.
Right.
You know, his music is still dope. Really just gets better, you know what I mean? And to see him out here living and being out here, we can see him, man, and enjoying his life. You know, a good family man, been with his wife too, day one. You know, everything about E-40, again, just like Cube, is perfect examples of you know, of how it should be done. So, yeah, I'm glad you saluted. Shout out to 40.
Yeah, and he's a great example of sticking to your lane, because what I remember, a lot of people didn't like 40 back in the day. A lot of people,
I remember, especially being down south and all these places, they didn't fuck with 40. They was like, what the fuck is he talking about? I even with Sugar Free, but 40, because 40 out, you know what I mean? And a lot of people didn't like him until later. They got more used to him, and when he started doing the collaborations with Pimp and the Southwest Connect, whatever the album, you know, more people started getting in tune with him. But now you can... Even if you didn't like him, you can appreciate 40 now.
Yeah.
If you really listen now, even to his old shit, and it's just like had to catch up with the game. He was, he might have been talking too fast, but E-40 was kicking that shit, man, way back, bro.
Yeah,
he just had
man.
To catch up to the homie.
Ahead of the game, man, and now he on it. So,
ahead of the game.
Yes, I just want to say, you know, as much as hip-hop catches negative energy, I want to show what hip-hop is doing and has done. It's producing some giants, some stars, and some great minds. It's allowed for many of us an escape, and I appreciate it. So I just want to thank hip-hop for that.
Happy 50th.
Come on, now. Yeah. But this is the part of hip-hop they're not going to really fold, so you know that.
Yeah. Glad you mentioned that. Speaking of hip-hop, well... I don't know. I was going to ask you, like, that, but that's too vague. That shit is just, like, that question is, I was going to ask you what some of your, and even songs, I know you like me, and I know you like a lot of shit. You know, I was going to ask you what maybe your greatest influence or best group in hip-hop or whatever, but I know that's vague, man. I know you got a lot, you know what I mean? So I ain't even going to do that to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to do that to you, homie. But, yeah, I already know. And that's just a question. That's just like a vague question, because that, you know, you can't just ask somebody what, you know, because sometimes you think like that. I put this in the top three or the top, but really when you get, because I've been asked that, and I'm like, I don't know, because there's so many, you know, you got love for, you know what I mean, and all deserve their proper place. It's hard to go back and put categories. We got different decades and times and eras. You know, all of them were great, but they were all different. You know what I mean? So it's hard to just put shit. Because I used to do that, try to put this, but it's hard because so many people, you know, deserve their credit, and it was different eras. You know, especially us, we come from the eras. That's what I appreciate. Yeah. We really got to live. I really got to live hip hop. I wasn't all the way there from the beginning, but for the most part, I got to witness a lot of it. You know what I mean? All the way through. You know, so. Hip-hop is just definitely a whole lifestyle. It ain't just no music. It ain't, you know, it's your whole get-down. Hip-hop is just our life, you know? How we dress, how we act, our attitude, how, you know, all of it. It's a whole, you know, it's a whole get-up. So shout-out to hip-hop.
That's right. That's right. I agree.
Yep. Hey, We got a few more minutes left. Let's bring some more music, man. You got a couple more up in the clip over there, man. What we doing, Torre? Hey,
speaking of East Fonzarelli, man, E-40, watch the homies.
Ooh. Another cold one. Check this out, y'all.
I woke up this morning, took a piss, then brushed my teeth, then I hopped my pimpin' ass in that water. Threw on some designer and then I reached for my paddy, put that drip around my neck like a flea collar. All I know is Gouda, and I stay with protection in case a sucker motherfucker gets a flexin'. If them folks get in my business and they askin' me questions, I ain't about to do no tellin' or confessin'. My grind is aggressive, it ain't no dragging my feet. It ain't no pumping my brakes, my family gotta eat. I don't know everything, but I know enough. I know it's sick out here and they'll call your bluff. A daily shooting line would've come out of nowhere. In California, they don't play fair. They do a walk by in front of a daycare. They'll use a little baby as a human shield. When it comes to getting their mans, they don't care who get killed. Ooh, the racers called at night and full of zombies.
Full of zombies.
Running from police, they was getting on me.
Getting on me.
Gotta watch my back. Gotta watch the homies.
Watch
the
home, man. You wanna wallow with the hogs or fly with the eagles? Slow it down and vibe with your people. Eagle moves fast, destined to fall victim to niggas who was plotting to catch you slipping. Listen, it's a whole lot of wisdom being given for free by OGs that lived this. Hear this? The whole hood full of zombies walking around this bitch trying to take something from me. It's all about the money. As I sit back to reminisce on how I done it. One minute it's all good with your partners. The next minute we trying to figure out who shot you. Been the homeboy since day one with it. Used to ride him in the Maybach tenant. And that's different. Wonder what happened. This nigga played you. I would've snapped.
Just racers called at night. And full of zombies.
Full of zombies.
Running from police. They was getting on me.
Getting on me.
Gotta watch my back.
Gotta watch my back, man.
Gotta watch the home.
Gotta watch the home.
Gotta watch the home.
It's a different ball game. I have you know nowadays. They don't care how many niggas you killed 20 years ago. They'll body the body man for some dough. Toe tag the body man, that body the body man's toe. Surgical gloves, no fingerprints, no evidence. Hyenas and baby cubs staking out your residence. Ready to get them something and turn them into skeletons. Did they homework, got intel and intelligence. Working shit spooky like a Steven Spielberg movie. No unity in the community, just funerals, wakes, and eulogies. Everybody's sick is going around. And blind people ain't the only one with a stick is going down. Catastrophic conditions, disaster and destructions. Making the wrong decisions and not reading the instructions to get you caught in a catch 23, not catch 22. Them 762s will go right through you.
The racers called at night. They're full of zombies.
Full of zombies.
Running from police. They was getting on me.
Getting on me.
Gotta watch my back. Gotta watch the homie.
Gotta watch the homie.
Gotta watch the homie.
Gotta watch the homie.
It's sick out here, man. I just give it to them straight, not fake. I don't trust none of these niggas. I'm out here with the crabs in the bucket. Walking snake. All these niggas do is infiltrate, phone pimp, and hate. Jealous ass motherfuckers. Two-faced, backstabbing ass niggas. Lazy motherfuckers ain't got no morals and respect for they motherfucking mama. You fuckers. I don't like none of you niggas. Nigga, I can see right through you like scotch tape.
Man, I mean, we used to wake up in the morning, we didn't even brush our teeth yet. Make a big ass bowl of cereal, pop that Cali swinging VHS in. All we wanted to do was hit the show on Sundays. GM, look, this a pup, nigga. I dream to be enough. Sagging down the shot, something clean, something cut. Tap a switch, fronting gon' erupt. Then hopping out, full cup. Try it, I'm a bust. Jack boy venom, Glock like his widow. Fangs go up in him, Dickies hanging off. Matching Cortez, we store Chevys as a sign of success where I come from. Boulevard like the country club. I remember being young, seeing punchy cuz hopping in his boat against Dell and his lows. Fast forward now, after hell and his folks. Float like a boat, dock it in his spot. Hot make it dry, thoughts start to jock. Cause we're good, it's ride clean if nobody get to see it. Until I'm all RIP and nigga, this is my life. Fully loaded, it ain't right. Headed to the shop, blocking off lights. First pair of datings in sight, take flight. Nigga, this the life where rivals become friends. Pumps and dumps separate the boys from men. The club with the most rags show getting in. The first nigga put it on the bumper gets the win. Cussing and fussing, but the love remained prominent. Damos got it in, though the Crips was dominant. All out of towners wanna do is see the show. Rich gangbangers bumping the butt along. Kids on mini bikes looking up to D's. If it ain't hot, then stand still, better be mean. The niggas I looked up to had three or four cars, or put up by themselves with like three or four brothers. Yeah, no God they all bad. Ain't no credit out here, it's just cash. You can tell when a nigga just passed. Ain't used to them switches, get loose and just crash. That's the life for us. If riding hella wrong, it ain't no right for us. The local businesses provide the lights for us. When the law gets to tripping, that's a night for us. Pray to Christ for us. Nothing nice in that ghetto when it's quality you mashing. Car worth more than all the property you passing. Jungle rubberneck, that's poverty you passing. Anything froggy, try to leave, get the blasted once you made it. Through that danger and despair and all that hate. To your bed, you'll be dreaming about days. Till next Sunday, you'll find yourself waiting. This life is sacred. Hey, this is my life. Think you gon' feel? You pull up in that weak ass form with your bitch. I pull up in a tray on 13s with my bitch. Top down, bumping some gangster shit. You probably hop on my dick right there, right in front of your bitch. I say some weirdo shit like, I like your 6'4", bro. All low riders ain't 6'4", cocksucker, beat it.
Yeah, yeah. West Side Wednesdays radio show, G Lou, with the homie Amari Torre, aka Straight Shooter. Had a great night tonight, man. Chopped up some game. Yeah. You know what I mean? A place with good music. Talked about some good things, homie. Straight Shooter, before we get up out of here, man, what you want to leave the people with, brother?
Bro, I want to do something I ain't never did before. With your permission, man. I'm going to hold another direction. Man, okay. Y'all just tune in with me, what I'm about to say. Dear God, the beneficent, the merciful, we are forever thankful for your grace. We ask that you grant us success in all our endeavors. Grant success to my brother G. Lou and his vision. And grant success to the entire G. Lou family. We pray for those without a voice, those who are vulnerable, those who are homeless, those who are hungry, without access to food. We pray that they receive the protection and the nourishment they need for their mind, their body, their spirit, and soul. Protect this movement from any negative energy
If any negative energy comes our way, give us the strength, the wisdom, and courage to not allow it to derail us from our destiny. For you are the greatest, and all praise is due to you. Amen.
Amen. Ooh. Yes, yes, we needed that. That was perfect. That was a perfect way to go out right there, man. We going to leave it right there where it's at, man. The homie Amari Toure, a.k.a. Straight Shooter, follow him on – tell them where they can follow you, too, before we get up out of here, bro, where they can get at you and get all that.
Every social media, Amari Toure, A-M-A-R-I. Toure is T-O-U-R-A-Y. Wherever you type it in, you can Google it. Go to the website, AmariToure.com, IG, Facebook, TikTok. I don't know how to do Snapchat, so I ain't on that, but other than that, man, just Google me, you'll find me, man. I'm here, accessible, anytime you need.
There it is. Amari Toure, man. Check out his new book out right now, too. And check us out. Shout out to the Queen Jean. Shout out to Cousin Marcy. Check them out on Friday, Flashback Fridays. And we'll be back Sunday, too, for OG Sundays. Fap It's the Right Oldies. Don't forget, go subscribe to the YouTube channel. The G-Lu Show YouTube channel, man. Great content over there. Check it out. And like I always say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. That part, man. And don't forget, November 18th, we're doing it big in the city of Lakewood, California. More details coming soon. Before we get up out of here, what we going to leave them with, bro? What we going to leave them with?
Man. Hey, let's go with my favorite artist of all time. Pop, nothing to lose.
Yay, yay. Peace, y'all.
The only way to change me is living from my brains. I'm stuck in the middle of the game. To get the pain, I'm afraid of my God every day. But he don't listen, so poverty, poverty. From all the broken wonders in the kitchen. Listen, I can hear a sign in the bedroom. Praying for money, whatever people she be there to. Am I wrong? I'm wishing I was somewhere else. I'm 13, can't feed myself. Can I blame daddy cause he left me? Wish he would've hustled too much like him. So my mama don't love me, I'm a home at an early age. Getting paid and I'm shot so I never be afraid. But did I go astray? I'm hanging in the back streets, running with Jesus. Dope things when they tax me, can't turn back. My eyes on the prize, I got nothing to lose. Everybody gotta die, take a prize of a bad guy. That way you fuck when you pass by.
Yeah.
tight, nigga, to kick that light, nigga.